30 years, and I've only been pastoring here just a little over five, and another church a little over five. But I have learned this. God told me to love them people.
Yeah.
To love them.
Amen.
People don't care about how much you know. They want to know how much you care. I was one of them jump up, snort, holler, and scream. I still do some of that. I try to do it in love. God made it very clear to me that them's his children. He wanted me to love them. And we're all in one big family. And God's our Father, our Heavenly Father. We're all co-laboring together.
Yeah.
For one cause, going to heaven together. One joyous day.
Thank you.
That'll be wonderful. And how long have you been preaching, Brother Charles?
34.
I've been preaching 31, I believe. Amen. I got called 1992. I'm dumb in a box of rocks. Let's see. What is it? Anybody got a clue? I think it's 31. But Paul said he thanked God for counting him faithful, putting him in the ministry. And I'm like Brother Charles, I ain't got it all figured out. I'm just a messenger boy. I don't always hit a bullseye. I'll just tell you right now, I do what I can, the best I can. And we'll get Brother Charles up here. He can preach as long as he wants. He can sing as long as he wants. He can do whatever he wants. I want him to have the opportunity up here to come be a blessing. Is this yours, Rita?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to put this underneath here. I don't know what it is.
That's fine.
All right. Come on up, everybody, Charles.
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have him tonight.
Amen.
Give him a big hand of applause. I love this man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't love nobody but anyway until I met Jesus.
That's all right.
Now I say spell joy like this. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. If you can do that, you'll enjoy what few days God gives you to live.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Brother Charles.
God bless you. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
For allowing us to come this way once again, giving honors to him and Brother Way, the Walking Bible, amen, and to all of y'all here at Landmark, and also Sister Brenda, I believe she said, and
Martinsville.
Last name, Martinsville?
No, that's where I go.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're off
of 101. But what I like...
Brenda Gott,
okay. What I like about what you said I wasn't a member here.
Yeah.
But there's only one church.
True.
Right.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's what's good about it. We got the local churches, but there's only one church.
Yeah.
If you've been born again, if you know the Lord, then you're my sister and you're my brother.
Yeah.
Only one church. In the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we'll all get together.
Yeah.
We gotta have a great time in the Lord. Amen. We enjoyed all the songs that you sung. Amen. Talking about the Lord can. There's no sinner that he can't save.
That's
amen.
Right.
Talking about he's an anchor that holds us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We've enjoyed. I've been trying to get ready to preach while y'all been singing. Amen. Amen. We enjoyed y'all when y'all was at the Mount Union. Amen. We're glad to see Brother Medicine back there.
Brother James,
amen. We hear Sister sing. I was trying to remember when I heard him sing. When he came up to shake my hand, I thought he was coming all the way up. Amen. We were looking forward to that. Amen. You all do have a lot of singers here. Now, we thank God for you. We wish there was more of us. We didn't tell them until this morning. And we're just kind of in the habit of having one church service a day, and then that's on Sundays, that's about it. We haven't had night services forever, unless we have revivals or whatever. And when the pandemic came along, that stunned us. We're still trying to get our choir back going, really, and playing. We wish more of us was here. But anyway, Brother Wade gave an invitation. I told him I would come, and I hope some more would come with me. So, talking about his deacon, we can talk about Brother Kenneth. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll put him right up there with anybody.
Amen.
We'll put him up there with anybody. Brother Kenneth is 84. I counted it up. I've been preaching 34 years. I preached my first message February the 12th. 1989. Now, I can't remember much, but I can't forget that. Amen.
Yeah,
and I can't remember my sermons, but my first sermon was "My God or Myself." Amen. Ooh. I can remember that one. Amen.
Yeah.
And but we glad that Brother Kenneth came. When we went to Mount Union, that was one of the first things the Lord put on my heart, on my mind, to ask Brother Kenneth to be a deacon. And he became a deacon, so he's been a deacon about close to 34 years.
Amen.
32, amen. No, I've been preaching 34. 32 years I've been pastoring, so probably about 31 years or 30 years he's been a deacon. And he comes when nobody else comes.
Yeah,
amen.
Right. Yeah.
And we thank the Lord for my wife. Amen. My wife was a little over a year. She's precious. And even though she looks so good, she has a lot of aches and pains. Amen. So we're thankful that she came out with us tonight. So we come praying, trying to do what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
So we desire your prayers as we come and try to do what thus says the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer. Dear gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you for another day. We thank you for this church, Lord, this faithful pastor and these faithful members. Lord, we thank you for the spirit that is in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we praise your name. We ask your blessings upon each and every one of those. Lord, we pray for any sinners that there might be, backsliders that there might be, Lord, and we pray for all the members, all the saints, and all the Christians that are here. Lord, you know that we're living in trying times. You said when you got ready to leave that the ruler of this world was coming, Lord, and you didn't have anything to do with him, the prince of this world, Lord, which is Satan. And Lord, you know we're in your world, but we know that you're sitting on the throne and you're in control. And Lord, you said you never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we praise your name. We ask you, Lord, to be with us as we come, Lord, in this message.
Bless.
Lord, we pray, Lord, that you bless me and allow me to be a blessing to all of those that hear. If anyone, Lord, is not saved, if anyone does not know Jesus the Christ as their personal Savior, we pray, Lord, that they will go down on their knees and call on his name tonight.
Yes,
open up their hearts, Lord, and allow him to come in. And Lord, and after a while, heaven will be their home as well as ours. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do.
Yes.
And it's Jesus' name, his glory, your glory, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We had a good service this morning at church. It was about 16 of us there, and we had a good service. The Lord showed up, and he blessed us. Thank you. And we're praying that he blesses us tonight. We're having some challenges at church. We're trying to work through them.
Yeah.
Amen. And just trying to do what the Lord would have for us to do. Amen. Sister Joanne said, ain't nothing holding her here. Amen.
That's right.
And when the Lord calls me, I don't want to look back.
Amen.
I want to be ready to go. And I'm praying that I can have done what he's told me to do.
Right.
Amen. So we're going to ask y'all to turn with us tonight. Amen. To Revelation chapter 21. Amen. Revelation chapter 21. We desire your prayers. Amen. Revelation chapter 21. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Beginning with the first verse. We read verses 1-8. Amen. It says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Amen.
And he that sat up on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
Amen.
He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
Amen.
And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We heard Brother Wade talking about what the Lord has showed him pastoring. And even though trying to pastor.
Amen.
Amen. For 32 years. I heard what he said about the Lord told him to love the people.
Yeah.
Amen. And he does. We're supposed to love everybody. Amen. The Bible says if you don't have love, you don't know God.
That's right.
If you don't know love, you don't know God.
Yeah.
God is love.
Right.
Amen. And so we know that we're supposed to love everybody. But I found that the devil doesn't care. Amen. If you don't think he cares, then you've heard about people going to churches and killing people. Amen. The devil doesn't care. The devil will come right up to the church. Amen. And try to steal what the Lord has for those of us who are in here.
Amen.
So there is a spiritual warfare going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a battle going on. Amen. And sometimes you just have to stand against the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
My father was a pastor in Battleson. Y'all knew him. And I remember him one time saying, I wasn't thinking nothing about preaching then. Amen. But I remember him saying that sometimes the devil would come into church and the devil would try to make you quit or try to make you go away somewhere else. But you got to stand and you got to fight the devil.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
The times in which we live, everybody wants to live this way and live that way. Amen. They'll bring it all in the church. Amen. If somebody don't stand against it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's what we're striving to do. I see a lot of that going on. I've seen a lot of our young people and people leave the church because we standing on what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
When they try to persuade you to go along with their lifestyles, and if you preach against it, then they don't want to hear it. And that, that hurts us.
That's right.
Amen. That's a burden that hurts us because we don't want to see anybody leave or go away from the church or run away from the church. But nevertheless, we have to stand on what thus says the Lord.
Yeah.
In the times in which we live.
Yeah.
When the government, amen, is condoning things that are ungodly. The schools are teaching things that are ungodly.
Right.
If you got a television in your house, everything just about that comes on there is ungodly.
Yeah.
In the times in which we live, when young parents or parents fail to come to church and bring their children to church, everybody is trying to come up against what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
We have to stand. Amen. And it's not easy.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says anybody that puts their hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
We can't look back.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing to look back to.
Amen.
We must endure for the crown of God. We must continue on in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. When you get a job, you don't get paid at the end of the job unless you stay to payday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And even though we can't earn salvation, amen. But because of what God has done for us, amen, you can't earn it. It's not by works. Amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
We are saved by grace, unmerited favor, through faith.
Amen.
But we must stay in that faith.
Yeah.
Bible says we walk by faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And not by sight. We must hold on to our faith.
Yeah.
I believe the word of God from Genesis to Revelation.
Yeah.
I believe that Jesus came and he hung and he died on that cross.
Right.
But early that third and appointed morning, he got up and he was seen by over 500. And he declared all power in heaven and earth within his hand. And when he left, he said he's coming back again.
Amen.
I believe he's coming back again.
Listen.
Amen. The scripture here in Revelation, we know that John the Baptist, amen.
Yeah.
Not John the Baptist, but John that wrote the Gospel of John also wrote the book of Revelation.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the apostles was killed for standing on the word of God, except for John.
Right.
Amen. And John was abandoned on the island of Patmos. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Lord appeared to him and told him to write this book.
Yeah.
Revelation is written, and it shows us how everything ends at the end.
Yeah.
Amen. In Genesis, amen. God created Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
sinned. Amen. He showed them how to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And a little while later, he came to Abraham and told him to leave his city and go to another place.
Yeah.
Amen. And he appeared to Abraham in a dream and said, your descendants are going to be in slavery for over 400 years. And then I'll go down and I'll bring them out.
Right.
Amen. Moses was born. Amen.
Yeah.
He was put on the river. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
He was put on the river and Pharaoh's sister pulled him out of the river. Amen.
Yeah.
And he grew up. And he was abandoned for killing a man. He left Egypt.
Yeah.
God met Moses out there in the burning bush. Told him to go down and eat and tell him to let my people go. Moses went down there. God delivered his people. They came to Mount Sinai. Amen.
Yeah.
And they got to Mount Sinai. God gave them the law.
Sure.
He began to teach those people how to live for him.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And then the prophet said that the son of David, amen, would come and he would reign forever. Talking about Jesus
amen.
The Christ. Then in Matthew, Jesus shows up, amen, and he had his 12 apostles. And he told his 12 apostles to minister to the earth, amen. And then Apostle Paul came and he wrote all his epistles and Peter preached to the Jews and witnessed. And the Bible says that we are his witnesses.
Yeah.
Amen. And then when it gets to Revelation, amen, it shows us how it ends up at the end. Seven letters to the different people. Amen. And then you have the seals and all the seals that are open. And then you have the judgment. is 1,000 years separate from those that are in Christ and those that are not Christ, those that are not in Christ. Amen. And then after the judgment, and those that are not in the Lord is going to be cast into the burning fire with set with the devil and all his angels. Then you have here in Revelation 21 says it's going to be a new heaven. And it's going to be a new earth. Isn't that all right? That helps us to be able to endure. It helps us to be able to go through the things in this life. It helps us when we get sick. We know we got something to look forward to. Isn't that all right? When the storms of life come, it helps you to get through it. Somebody said either you're in a storm, either you've come out of storm, or either you're headed toward a storm.
That's right.
Isn't that all right? Amen. And Satan tries to use storms to separate us from our Heavenly Father. But the storms of life, the trials in life, if we've been born again, if we hooked up to the Savior, all they're there for is just to purify us. Just like gold is being purified. Isn't it all right? Put gold in the fire. The fire just burns up all that excess stuff. Amen. So the trial is getting us ready for the Maker to come back to get us. Isn't that all right? A new heaven and a new earth. We're just here temporary. This won't last forever. Whatever we're going through, this place is not our home. We got another home to look forward to. Don't know what's going to happen to the country, but I know that I'm going to hold on to my God's unchanging hand. I'm going to teach my children that God's coming back. I'm going to teach my grandchildren that you must be born again. Isn't that all right? Anybody I get a chance to talk to, I'm going to tell them you can know Him for yourself. All you got to do is call Him. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business. Isn't that all right? You can know Him for yourself if you just trust in Him. He'll let you know that He is God. Isn't that all right?
Yeah, glory.
Said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her. Isn't that all right? The church is the bride. And He's getting us ready so that we'll be unspotted when He comes back. Isn't that all right? Jesus is the bridegroom. Isn't that all right? And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He would dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Isn't that all right? Do you ever get discouraged? Do you ever just want to sit down and cry when you see everything that's going around? Every now and then you get discouraged and people are turning their backs on God. Isn't that all right? When you lose loved ones, it hurts you a whole lot. Isn't that all right? Worrying about the children and the grandchildren. Maybe you've lost spouse, but God said He's going to wipe away all tears from your eyes. Mom and Dad, maybe we'll get to see them again. It's gone on before. Maybe we'll get to see them again. Isn't that all right? He's going to wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death over there. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Isn't that all right? And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Everybody else will let you down sometimes. Isn't that all right? Even your loved ones will hurt your feelings sometimes. And they'll let you down sometimes. Because none of us are perfect. And we fall short. We just can't help ourselves. In our own right, we let ourselves down. But we got a God of a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. We got a God that's merciful from generation to generation. Isn't that all right? All we got to do is call His name and He'll lift us up and help us to keep on keeping on. Isn't that all right? I'm glad today that I know Him for myself, because sometimes I can't stand myself. I don't know about you, but I have a God that I know that loves me, and I keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. Isn't that all right? And He said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Everlasting. Everlasting. Isn't that all right? I will give it to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Are you thirsty tonight? Do you want to get a little closer to the Lord tonight? If you want to be saved, you got to want to be saved. You got to be thirsty. Isn't that all right? I don't know about you, but I hate to see anybody mistreated. I love everybody. Not because I'm so good, but because He first loved me. Isn't that all right? I don't have a right to judge nobody. I'm no better than anybody else. I'm no worse than anybody else. But I got a Savior who cares. Isn't that all right? And when I fall short, amen, He picks me up, because we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Isn't that all right? But whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be saved. I'm glad tonight. At the age of 9, brother, I called on Him and I heard Him answer my prayer. Since that time, I've been up and I've been down. I've been wrong and I've been right. But God has never left me. I got so far away one time that I didn't know if I died, whether or not I'd be alright. And I asked the Lord to have mercy on me. Alright. And He showed up. I began to pray, Brother Wayne. Clean me up. He set my house in order. Everything was right. Shall inherit all things.
That's right.
And I will be his God.
Amen.
He shall be my son. In heaven.
Amen.
Amen. It's not going to be any he's. And it's not going to be any she's.
You're right, brother.
Amen. There's going to be one.
That's right.
All are going to be as the sons of God.
You're right.
Not going to be all that mess up there.
Yeah. You're right.
Amen.
You're
right. We're all going to be as the angels of the Lord. Yeah. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Not going to be any he and she and all mixed up. Amen. Got to get right down here. Amen. We're all born in sin. But if you call on the Lord, amen, He'll help you to overcome. You see what it says? He that overcometh, that lets us know that there's a battle going on. And we must hold on. Amen. To God's unchanging hand. Amen.
Amen.
But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, amen, and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their place, their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. We don't talk much about hell. Amen. Amen. But there is a hell.
Yes,
amen. God. And there is of heaven.
Hey.
Amen.
Yes.
The interpretation of hell is the grave.
Yes.
Amen. But also in that grave is Gehenna. Amen. Which refers
amen.
To the lake of fire.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, amen, those that miss out on heaven gonna be tormented both day and night.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? After death, it's not over.
Yeah.
Amen. After death comes the judgment.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna be judged for all of our deeds. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
But we have a Father, amen, who came down. Isn't that all
yeah.
right? Come unto me, all ye that are labored with heavy laden.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? And ye shall find rest, find peace.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Nobody has to go to hell. All you got to do is call on him, because he died for all of our sins. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
But whatever you're doing, when he comes back, that's where you're going to be stuck in.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason why, Brother Wade, I try to live on every day.
Yeah.
When I go to bed, I go to bed with the Lord on my mind.
Woo!
When I get up, I get up with the Lord on my mind.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
That's
down
right.
through the day when I'm on that old Milan Moor, brother, I'll be talking to the Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? He's with you.
Amen.
You can call on him morning, noon, day, or night. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
When you feel like you have no friend in all of the world, he says, I never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
No matter. His office is never closed. Isn't that all right?
Let
me make you feel good. Sometimes mama can't help you. Sometimes daddy can't help you. Sometimes your husband or your wife can't help you. Can't nobody help you but the Lord.
But
when you call on him and you stay there, you just stay there until you get rest. I've had to go to the hotel, Brother Wade, fast and pray for 3 days. Leave my wife at home. Talk to the Lord. Nobody but my Bible. Nobody but a little water. No television. Nothing in the room but the Bible. Television's off. The Word of God.
Yeah.
I pray for a while.
Yeah.
I sleep for a while. Call on the Lord and He'll show up.
Yeah.
He'll let you know that He's still God. And He sits high and He looks low.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, if you call on the Lord, He'll show up. Isn't that all right? If you repent from your sin,
amen.
Call on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Be baptized.
Yeah.
The Bible says that shall be saved.
Amen.
A lot of people don't believe in repentance anymore.
Oh my.
Amen.
I know.
But you got to repent.
That's right.
Amen. Not just the first time when you come to the Lord.
Yeah.
We are repenting.
Yes.
Daily.
Yeah.
Right.
Ongoing. Because we go astray. But if we keep calling on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Live for him.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
He'll show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Let you know.
That's
that he's God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Right. The Bible says if you don't want to know him, he'll send you a delusion. Amen. That's what it says to you, brother.
You're
going in the right way, but be going in the wrong way.
Yeah.
The Bible says it's true worshipers.
Yeah, reverend.
You worship him in spirit.
In truth.
And in truth.
Amen.
Amen.
We can fool other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times.
Amen.
Some people we can't fool because they hooked up with the Lord. And they
Amen.
We can fool ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Amen. But we can't fool God.
No.
Amen.
It's our heart.
But we serve.
Right.
A loving God.
Yeah, thank you.
Who understands that we're nothing but dust.
You're right.
And if we call on it, after a while, everything will be alright. But it's about.
Yes, it's about.
You gotta put on the whole armor.
That's right.
Amen. You ever been around the house and everything seems to be going good? But the devil's on you all day long.
Yeah.
Telling you, why don't you give up?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Why don't you quit?
Yeah,
bro. Listen. You're not doing any good.
Listen, bro, Charles.
Anybody else do that?
Yeah.
Amen. City whose builder
maker's God
is God.
Yeah.
Amen. The writer says, I'm confident.
Yeah.
I'm willing rather to be absent from the body.
Yeah.
And to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If he comes tonight, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever he comes, I want to be ready. The Bible says, right. Be ye also ready.
Yes.
You don't know.
An hour, you think not.
The hour or the day.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We serve a good God.
Yes, we do.
Amen. And you can know it for yourself.
Amen.
When you walk with the Lord.
Amen.
You have a confirmation from within. You have the peace that the world can't understand. That peace beyond understanding. Amen.
Amen.
We're in the world.
We're
not of the world.
That's right.
Amen. May God bless you. May he forever keep you. We thank you for the invitation. Amen. We thank you that you're dwelling in the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We felt the Spirit of the Lord here tonight. Pray for me. I'll pray for you.
Amen. Amen.
We turn it back over to him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Charles. I tell you what, I can relate to the message he preached tonight. I'm as saved as anybody in here. And I remember one time kneeling there by my bedside, and I don't even know where these words came from, to be honest with you. They just come out of my mouth. And when they come out of my mouth, I crushed from the words that came out of my mouth. I was praying, and I said, Lord, forgive me for all the times that I've been less than your expectations of me. And when those words come out of my mouth, the reality of what came out, it was like an hour before I could even speak. I mean, I just broke, so broke. Mm-hmm. When I finally got where I could speak, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. He deserves better than any of us can be. I appreciate the message tonight. He's right on the money. I think, you know, we catch ourselves, if we're not careful, not being serious about our walk with God, not being serious about our relationship with God. And I was going to work one day. I don't even know where this thing came from. I seen this thing laying there, and I picked it up, and it's called the letter. And even though I was in a hurry to go to work, I started reading this thing. It said, I waited for you all the night long. I spilt the moonlight upon your brow, but you knew it not. I gave you sweet sleep. You know, I can't remember exactly. It was called the letter. But it said, but you ran out the door. I didn't run out the door. I went in the bedroom, and I shut the door, and I said, Lord, I'm not in that big a hurry. And I spent some time with the Lord, quality time. Not that little old whispered prayer. I'm talking about I got down and labored in prayer and told the Lord, you know, I was His. He's the one that forgave me. He's the one that saved me. And I did some fasting, Brother Charles, when I first got saved. I lost 40 pounds. I was fasting for my father. I was convinced he was going to die and go to hell. And he's stubborn, pretty arrogant, hard to talk with. So I just started fasting for him, Sybil. I lost 40 pounds fasting for my dad. Looked like a refugee. I mean, I bought something back in my head. I mean, I probably down to less than 100 pounds. I mean, I only weighed 160 pounds, but got saved, and it was very big. But anyway, my daddy said, what's wrong with you? I said, ain't nothing wrong with me, Dad. He said, something wrong with you. And I hadn't eaten a long time. Like Brother Charles said, just drank water.
Yeah.
My wife said, won't you eat something? I said, you know, I could just see my dad in hell. I have to admit, the thought of him being in hell was so great upon me, I just couldn't do it. And I got a little impatient. Don't hold this against me, but I got a little impatient. Jesus said when he come down off that mountain, they couldn't cast that devil out of that guy's son. Mm-hmm. He cast him out. And they said, why couldn't we do that? He said, this kind comes by prayer and fasting. Well, I'd been praying and fasting my dad. And I went a little bit overboard. I said, Lord, I don't want my dad to be able to eat or sleep till he gets saved. Daddy called me up. He said, you praying for me? And I said, well, yeah, Dad, you know I'm praying for you. He said, well, I want you to quit. I said, why? He said, I can't eat and I can't sleep. That's all I can do, keep me laughing. But I said, Dad, let me ask you this. If it's the other way around, and you're saved, and you're going to heaven, and I was lost, and I was going to hell, I said, Dad, would you quit praying for me? And that's the first time I'd ever heard my father weep. Through a lamentable voice, he said, no, but take it easy on me. I'm not ready yet. The Bible says the preparation of hearts of the Lord. It's not like you can just get saved. God had to get me lost.
Yeah.
Then God got me saved. But 10 years later, about 3:00 in the morning, my father called me. He said, son, I just want you to know I just got saved. I thought I dreamed it. Called him next morning. I thought, well, I mean, I was wore out. I said, okay, I got him next morning. I thought, did I dream that? He really get saved. I called him up and he gave me his testimony. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But I'll just tell you, it is wonderful to be saved. It really is. Are you living a life that's less than his expectation?
Yeah.
When I think about all he's done for me, what little I've done for him.
10 years later.
Yeah. But Charles said he got back out in the world.
Been there.
God didn't leave him out there.
That's right. Been there.
Got a little hungry out there, didn't you, brother?
All right.
Yes, yeah. Yes, got to think about that father's house. Got to think about how good it was. But you know, the Bible said in Luke chapter 15, that father saw that son. Always, I said he saw him afar off. I don't know how far that was, Brother James. But I know this, he ran out there to him, fell on his neck, gave him a big kiss, put a ring on his finger, put some shoes on his feet, put some clothes on, told him to go kill the fatted calf. I believe he had that calf fatted for a reason. I believe I'm pretty sure that boy is going to come back. Amen. Not going to labor. Preacher done a good job preaching tonight.
Yes, he did.
Well, maybe somebody's got a word on your heart. If not, I'm going to get brother.
You know, I'd like to thank the Lord for tonight.
Yeah.
Thank Him for the message.
Yeah.
Amen.
That if you've truly been born again.
Say it again.
Exactly what He's talking
about. The Bible tells us what Brother James just said about that.
To your soul.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 said, examine yourself. You need to do it.
Yeah.
It says, know yourselves. You need to know. Whether Christ be in you or not, if you be reprobate, you need to know.
That's right.
It says, work out your own salvation. Fear and trembling. Oh, Brother Eddie, I can't work it out for you. I'm still working on mine. But I have got it worked out.
Well,
I'm not tossed to or thrown no more, but for a long time I was. I wasn't rooted and grounded.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm rooted and grounded now. I'll just tell you right now, I'm a work in progress. Amen.
All right.
So we'll ask everybody to stand here real quick. I'll get Brother Jerry. Sister Sharon, if she wants to, we'll sing a verse of invitation to him. I don't know how the word went to you. I know how it went to me. It blessed me coming and going. Or maybe you sat here tonight and you felt a little uncomfortable what Brother Charles said here tonight. Well, that's not Brother Charles doing that. That's not Brother Eddie doing that. God said, my spirit not always strive with a man. If you felt a little bit uncomfortable tonight, you would thank God for it and then you would do something about it.
That's right.
You would come up there and say, Lord, is everything all right between me and you? If not, I like get right. Amen? The Bible tells us to do that. And they'll sing us a song, just a verse, an invitation to Him. This is just for you. If you do feel uncomfortable, God's greater than the heart, knows all things. If our heart condemns us not, we have confidence towards God. Whatsoever we ask, we receive, because we do those things that's pleasing in His sight. If you've not been having very many prayers answered, maybe God's trying to tell you, you need to get right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's good to be right.
Amen.
With God. It's a blessing. I mean, the way of transgressors is hard. The path of the just is a shining light, shining more and more until the perfect day. He got on that street called straight and stayed on it. Amen.
That's right.
If God's dealing with you tonight and you're not comfortable here tonight, won't you do something about it? Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the gold that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
If he's going to move, that was your opportunity to do it.
All right.
But you can still come. Yeah. Anybody got a word in their heart tonight?
Amen.
I'd like to thank the Lord for being here tonight. I was expecting Brother Charles to preach to the midnight hour. I done told Brother Ed I'd pick him up. I was preparing. Hey, he said faith.
That's right.
He said we live by faith. We're saved by faith.
Amen.
It's all right to believe. And you thank God, think big. Amen. I've been all right here at 12 o'clock. Y'all probably left me and Brother Ed. We'd stayed here. I believe Brother Kenneth would have stayed here.
Yeah.
Brother Charles said something down. Nobody there. Him. Brother Kenneth said something down. Nobody here. Brother. Me and Brother Ed.
That's right.
But if y'all would have wanted to leave, it would have been all right.
Sound
like us, though. But I'll tell you right now, I would have been here till the midnight hour. I'm here for the Word of God.
I didn't want nobody to fall out and break their neck.
Yeah, fall out of law. Oh, that'd bring you back life. Oh, Eutychus or somebody, I believe that was his name or something like that there in the book of Acts. Anybody got anything? I appreciate Brother Patrick singing that song. What a day that'll be.
Amen.
I thought about that. Amen. What a day that'll be. We done?
Brother Eddie, I want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen, Brother Matthew.
I really felt the Lord in here tonight. And Brother Charles, after my oldest son passed away, I pulled up at the stop sign over the first road. He came over and he said, Mr. Bray, I heard you lost one of your, a member of your family. And he stood right there and had prayer with me.
Yeah,
And I really enjoy Brother Charles because he don't live that earth as me.
Amen.
And I stop every now and then when I get down and I talk to Brother Charles. Amen. He lives to be
God bless you, brother.
Amen, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
He's a fine man.
Amen.
Pray for us. Pray for us.
We're done.
I just want to thank the Lord tonight. I just really want to thank Him. I'm not just saying that.
Bless you, Brenda.
So much for me.
Yeah.
I ask Him every day to search out my heart and clean it up because I know it needs it. Even though I'm a child of the Lord, I pay Him every day and I just.
That's right.
I love Him. I love Him with
bless
all my heart.
Amen.
I love this little church. I don't know why I said what I said a while ago. I'm a family of God. I just love.
Amen. We're going to eventually get her over. I'll tell y'all that. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Move her over here, amen.
Brother Wade, I'd just like to sing a little bit of this song.
You sang a little bit of that song, brother.
It was a favorite of my mother, and I never really sung it, at least without the book. It was her favorite song. And when she come home, Sharon and Carolyn, they had been helping her. But when she went to the hospital, and I knew when we brought her home, we was bringing her home to die. And she had a beautiful death. She was there in the living room, and I was the only child there of her. So I called my siblings, and I said, well, let me call my my daughters, my children, and so let me call their children. She yeah. talked to everybody before she died.
Yeah. Amen. Don't be seated if you need
Brother to. Brother Charles, before you sing that song, I want to tell you that when you got up there to preach, that song you started out singing with, Sister Phyllis, I looked back there at her and she had a smile across her face. That song was being sung yeah. when she was singing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'll follow it.
Yeah.
They sang it up.
And I turned and looked back there at her, and she was smiling from ear to ear.
Amen.
And I know you didn't know that.
No.
I did the gill up there, but by the time I got to the altar, up from the altar to
Mary,
praying.
The time she got older, she was saying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, y'all pray for us in our church.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we do.
We're bathing y'all in prayer.
This is a song.
We all in prayer.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close day, I shall see the great King in His glory. Oh Lord, if I walk the last mile of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me.
Amen.
When I'm gone, the last mile of the way.
That's a good song. One of these days, not too far off, we're going to walk the last mile of the way.
Yes, we are.
Anybody else got anything on your heart tonight? Put my watch back on you on the clock.
Just everybody remember our vacation Bible school.
Yeah.
We got hopefully going to have a lot of children.
Good.
And just pray that we can teach them something to lead them to the Lord.
Amen, Rena.
We're going to have some high schoolers here.
Good.
And, they especially need prayers that we may say something or teach them something that will lead them to the Lord.
Yeah.
She's right. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Like Brother Charles preached, we're His witnesses.
Amen.
They need to see Christ in us.
Right.
They need to see it in such a way they'll never forget it. They saw Stephen. They saw his face like an angel. They they never forgot that.
Yes.
They might have stoned him. They might have stopped their ears up. They might have gnashed on their with their teeth, but they never forgot that face. They saw a man of God with a face like an angel, praying, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge."
Amen.
I'm telling you, God help us to give these young children something to see that they'll remember.
Amen.
Like Brother Charles said, he remembered his mother. She left behind, you know, Enoch left behind a testimony. She left behind a testimony.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to leave something behind. We need to be an example to these younger generation. Bible tells us to be an example of the believer in word and deed. You know, if you can't pass the torch, it might not go no further. I think we've seen a little bit of that already. There has been a great falling away.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saved 35 years. I've saw quite a bit of falling away in those 35 years. I saw this nation used to walk with God. All the other nations looked at this nation trying to figure out what made it so special. Now they're so ashamed of the name of Jesus. I don't know what the end this nation's going to be. I know what the Bible says about it in Psalm chapter 9 verse 17. All the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. I seen them twin tires fell. The first thing I thought in my mind, that's writing on the wall for America. I don't know.
That's right.
We got a new, you know, Brother Charles mentioned about that new earth.
Yes,
wasn't no sea. You know what sea does? Separates.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter went to Florida on an airplane, never flown in her life, scared her to death, scared me to death. I prayed for her all the way down and all the way back. But seas separate. You got this continent here and this continent there, and there's a big sea in between them. He says, no more sea.
Right.
Oh,
Amen.
We'll be able to visit.
All one world.
We'll be able to go to whoever want to go, spend as much time as we want to spend, go to the next one, go to the next one. No time up there. That sea of separation will be no more. Mm-mm. Anybody? What do you got, sister?
Yes, sir.
Bonnie?
The sign up here at Oak Forest,
yeah,
Baptist Church, says the life that you live,
yeah,
is a lesson you teach.
She's right. I've seen that.
Amen.
I think that is so
good. We're living epistles. We're all the Bible some people read, really.
Right.
I mean, I remember hearing a testimony about a man that was deaf and dumb. But he took his Bible and he went to church every Sunday. An old drunk looking out the window saw this guy going to church every Sunday, got under conviction, went to church, got saved, turned around and said, I just want y'all to know the reason I come, got saved, because that man went to church every Sunday and I got under conviction because I wasn't going myself. They had to get somebody up there to talk with fingers so this guy could understand what he was saying. They had a hallelujah time when he finally figured it all out. But you don't have to be all that.
No, that's right.
You don't have to be able to speak the Bible fluently. You can be a living epistle.
That's right.
They took note of them disciples. They'd been with Jesus. They called them Christians at Antioch. All right, Ada's got to shut up. I can't, but I've got to.
Brother Wade, as Rita said, the Vacation Bible School,
yeah,
Tammy said she hoped and prayed that she would get to be here all the whole night, and that she prayed that these teenagers, especially Landon, that he'll be coming.
Yeah.
She hopes and
I heard Landon got a haircut.
That he'll...
I can't wait to see him. Micah come here with a haircut. I went back and hugged his neck. I said, old brother, he's proud of you. I couldn't be at a Caden's graduation, but I sent him a card. I said, I just want you to know old brother, he's proud of you. We got to, like Brother Charles said, we got to love these kids. We got to encourage them. It's okay to reprove. It's okay to rebuke. We do it in love. Sometimes just dig around a little bit, dung it a little bit, work with it a little bit. Never know. Don't give up. All right.
By the way, I want to thank the Lord for being able to be back tonight.
Yeah. Amen.
I was awful wore out this evening, but I said, Lord, just keep giving me the strength to go on. Because I left to go to church.
Yeah.
Those months that I laid there at home in bed in so much pain and couldn't breathe at all, I never gave up.
Bless
you. I never gave up. I kept praying, Lord, please, just let me go back to church. I don't want to keep laying here. Although I watched it on my phone and all.
Did you do any shouting?
Yes, I did. I was singing. I was singing and shouting. But I said, I praise the Lord that I get to go back.
I'm
talking about Caden graduating. He's my great great grandson.
Yeah.
I told him yesterday. I said, I am so proud of you, honey. And he's fixed to start. He got accepted into Western. He's going to college.
Amen.
And I told him, I said, son, I said, I'm so glad you're not going to live at Western. I'm so glad that you're going to live at home.
Yeah.
I said, when you get your classes over with, just go home. Don't go. Don't get out and go with none of them. I said, you're a good boy. And I said, just keep it that way. I said, you know, you got saved. And I said, just keep living for the Lord, and He will get you through this.
Amen.
He said, I will, Granny. And I'm just so proud of you.
Yeah, he's imparting some wisdom there.
Amen.
He may not understand it, but I do. You tell him right, amen.
Yes.
Back before they had TVs, and I don't know, smartphones, and all them other gadgets. This used to be the biggest thing in town, go to church.
Yeah, there were he
they'd throw bonnets up, they'd shout, they'd walk, they'd ride horses.
He works there at that restaurant, that cook out there across from Tatters, and he works and then goes to school and all. And he said, Nanny, he said, I hope I never do like some of them Western comes in here.
Right,
said,
sounds
they're
right,
high
right.
on drugs, they've been partying, and they're drunk. And he said, I just hope I don't never do that. And I said, well, just keep walking the narrow way. And I said, you'll make it.
Amen.
I think they opened alcohol in there for them, didn't they?
Yeah.
I thought they
did. I'm going to turn this thing off. I want him to be able to put it online.
Bar in Western.
Yeah, they come all the Western.
I'm telling you.